Today's scripture is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they were no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. A little more than a week ago marked a very important day. Some really like it, some don't. You know what that day was? The winter solstice, December 21st. Now, what is significant about the winter solstice? That is the day, yes, exactly, someone in the audience knows, I know there's lots of people that do, but that is the day that is the darkest, the least amount of light in the day. And now, once we hit the winter solstice, the great thing about it is if you like light, every day now until the summer solstice, we get a little more light, a little more light, a little more light. Until the time comes in the summer where we have more light throughout our day rather than darkness. That's important because a lot of people work better with light. Light tends to cheer us up a little bit more. Light tends to help us be more motivated rather than dark, gloomy weather like we have today. Light is a very powerful source. Today we read our scripture, and the scripture that we are reading today, we hear of Joseph having a dream that he and his wife and child should flee into Egypt because Herod is trying to find this child and trying to take him away and out of the equation so that Herod himself can continue to keep the power that he has come accustomed to. And so, in seeing that dream, Joseph takes his family and they flee to Egypt. And then we hear that because Herod is looking for Jesus, that he goes and kills every child in the Bethlehem region that is under two. Because he doesn't know which child exactly is Jesus. And so in order for him to keep his power and to get rid of this Jesus that he has no clue where he is or who he belongs to, he instead kills all children under two. See, Herod is more concerned with keeping his power. He's more concerned about himself. But the question then becomes, why is it that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Son of God, the Messiah, that was born of a virgin. Why is it that this Jesus that we have heard so much about, why is it that Jesus has to flee? That doesn't make any sense. Because as we have talked about and as we have celebrated, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is going to come and transform the world. Jesus is God on earth. So why is it that Jesus has to flee? Why is it that Jesus is running from Herod? Why is it that Herod does not embrace Christ and the light that is coming into the world? Why is Herod so intimidated and so worried about Jesus? See, 4 days ago, we did celebrate Jesus coming into the world, being born in a manger. We talk about the light coming into the world on Christmas Eve. And that light did come into the world on Christmas Eve, but that light did not come into this darkness and simultaneously take all the darkness of the world away. Rather, that light was a little spark that was going to continue to grow as Jesus continued to be present on this earth, as Jesus continued to make disciples, as Jesus continued to show us how to live. Because see, Herod is not the only person in the lifetime of Jesus that is worried about losing his power. We see throughout Jesus' ministry and life how even the scribes and the high priest were worried about how Jesus was going around with all of his teachings that were somewhat different from traditional Jewish law. When Jesus is healing people on the Sabbath, they look and they're like, wait a second, that's not supposed to happen. This society is supposed to listen to these rules that we have been given, this Mosaic law. And yet, Jesus went against those teachings in order that Jesus was able to heal. Jesus was in community with people that were not considered high class. Jesus ate with sinners and tax collectors. Jesus would go and be with people of sickness. Jesus taught us what it meant to love. Jesus performed the miracles of God in order that every single day another person understood the magnitude of who Jesus was, understood that light that we had let into the world. And so, therefore, that light within inside of each of those individuals started to be bright, started to add on to this spark that started with Jesus' birth. So the reason that Joseph and Mary and Jesus had to flee is because in that time, the world was operating off of greed and pride and power. That light of hope, of joy, of love, of compassion that we see throughout Jesus' life and ministry, that we see throughout that spark of Christ that ignites the world one by one. It had not quite ignited like we think. And it still today is not as bright as we hope, as we dream. We talk about how the light has come into the world, but yet in today's world, there is still darkness. There's violence. There's greed. There's oppression. But for us sitting here today, we know of Christ Jesus who came into the world, who came into the world and transformed the world. And so we now are a part of that light. That light that started 2,000 years ago. Just as starting on the winter solstice, we gained a little bit more light. We're continually trying to gain light, trying to show that light of Christ, trying to help others discover that light, so that one day, all the darkness that has surrounded our world will be no more. It takes each and every one of us. It takes each and every one of us so that we may go out into the world, so that we will be able to take that light that started with Christ and help others see. And as we do that, then Jesus, that light of Christ, will not have to flee like it once did. That light of Christ will not have to avoid certain regions because of who's ruling, as Joseph, Mary, and Jesus did. That light, each and every day, gets brighter and brighter, so that one day, all of the darkness, all of the hatred, all of the greed that we experience, it'll be gone. And our world will be operating out of love, out of hope, out of compassion. Our world will be so bright, and will achieve that instantaneous light that we had hoped when Jesus came into the world. And that Jesus no longer will have to flee. That Jesus no longer will have to be hidden, but that Jesus can be seen ever so strongly, so that we can see the transformation of this world, so that we can see Christ and God reign over all of their children, reign with love, reign with hope, so that we may have the joy of Christ in our hearts. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we just thank you. We thank you for that light of Christ that has come into the world. But Lord, we know that that light is not done. We know that that light can shine brighter. So Lord, continue to help us be agents of that light, to go out into the world and help others discover that brightness, that joy and hope that we have through Christ, in order that one day, all of the darkness that surrounds this world will be no more. So Lord, we love you and we trust you. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.